Hello, Dark Minions. It is Dark Mark. Welcome to the Dark Mark Show and the new Dark Mark Show theme. And I want to thank my friend Kevin Crone, who I've known since high school, who did the new theme. I also want to thank Michael Vile, who did the old theme. That was great. Michael Vile, the magician. And I'm here. I've got Mindy on the board. What do you think? What do you think of the new theme? It's very gothy.
I like it. It's very eerie.
Yes, yes. So we've got two great guests coming up. The 1 year anniversary last week, I'm still buzzing over it. It was fantastic. Jim Tom Max, Sin Fisted, great. And Arthur Gomez, who was here, he was a magician, and he we didn't really get to a lot of them because there was so much stuff going on. He's going to come here and he's going to make it up today with some magic tricks. Picked up some silverware. I don't know what he's got in mind. Also, one of our favorite guests, Amazon Eve, is on her way, and she's the world's tallest model. 6'8" in bare feet of pure sexiness. I wrestled her last time she was on the show. I don't know what's going to happen today. So it's going to be a good show. Everybody's coming. I was the only one that was on time. But the show must go on. So here we are. I do want to say there's a couple things going on. I did want to say I will be performing Monday if you're in L.A., as part of the Night of 100 Comics. And that'll be at the Universal Bar and Grill. Starts at 6:30, goes till 2 in the morning. And Ryan Talmo, who's on Dave Berger's show, which is at 10, will be hosting. And I am doing my one-man show, I Laughed So Hard I Cried. And that is going to be, I'll be doing that at the Complex Theaters. The magician is here, Mindy. He's magically appeared. If there's any way, you can go downstairs and get him.
I'll go make some magic happen.
Please make some magic happen.
I'll bring you a magician.
Please bring me a magician. And so the magician is here. And speaking of magic, I want to let you know that if you like the Dark Mark Show, you know that we are sponsored by Audible.com. I love Audible books. I'm always on the road. I love listening to audio books. And since we have such an interesting guest, I wanted to say, if you're interested in magic, they've got a lot of magic books on Audible. If you just look up Houdini, you'll get a ton of stuff. Fooling Houdini, Magicians, Mentalists, Math Geeks, and the Hidden Powers of the Mind by Alex Stone. You'll get The Secret Life, Houdini, Making of America's First Superhero. So there's plenty of magic in Houdini books. And since we have a very large woman coming, and she's very big, very beautiful, I want to let you know, if you go to Audible, they have a book called Big Girl Panties. And that is Big Girl Panties, a model by Stephanie Evanovich. And that is also available on Audible.com. Here he is. I was just texting you. Okay, here he is. Everybody remembers Arthur Gomez. Arthur, come on in. I like the shirt. Have a seat. Anywhere you want. I was just telling everybody, if you want a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial for Audible.com, all you got to do is go to www.darkmarkshow.com. Go right next to my smiling face, there's a little Audible button. You push that. Free, absolutely free. Sign on with your Amazon account, and you get free books. You just type in whatever you want. They've got something there. Look, magic, forget about it. There's all sorts of stuff. The Magic of Thinking Big, The Magic Treehouse. You got all sorts of stuff. A lot of Houdini books, and Three Magic Words, Earth Magic, all sorts of stuff. I'm trying to think of something that pertains to you, but they've got stuff by Penn Jillette. They've got Houdini books. They've got all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
How to do magic. Come on, have a seat. Put the headphones on if you can. To do magic. It says how to do sex. I wonder what that is, but I don't think you need that, Arthur. So if you go to www.audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow, or if you go to darkmarkshow.com, just sign up, 30-day free trial. Anytime within 30 days, you can cancel, free, no obligation. So the magician can't open the water bottle. Okay, so we're here at Arthur Gomez. And Arthur, I'm glad you're back, and I'm happy that you're back.
Oh, thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure coming back.
Well, it was funny because I was like, you were so great, I want to have you back. And you're like, anytime, I'm like, how about next week? You're like,
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because Art Walk's this week. And yeah. That's in downtown LA. Tell everybody about what Art Walk is.
I have a flyer actually for the Art Walk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll give it to me.
Take it out of my pocket. And what the Art Walk is, as you can see, a lot of artists. Let me take it out of my Ziploc bag.
Right.
And I have a couple flyers here.
But the Art Walk, and we're downtown LA. That's a different kind of Ziploc bag than most people use down here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Next week, by the way, the 420 special, the 420 Easter special on the Dark Mark show.
Oh, okay.
I just try to plug that in. So go ahead. So tell us about the Art Walk.
Well, the Art Walk is it's in downtown. It's on Fifth Street and Market. It's in downtown LA. The address is 116 East 5th between Main and Los Angeles Street. And it's from 7 o'clock to 10 p.m. It's where I'm going to go after I appear on the Dark Mark show. And the viewers.
You'll be doing magic down there?
I'll be doing magic down there, too, as well.
This camera picks it up, so show it to this camera.
This is the Art Walk. If you guys don't know, downtown locals, try to catch the Art Walk that's going on right now. My brother is actually going to be in the Art Walk. He has his booth. He's in a band called The Delicates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know your brother was in the band.
Yeah, he's in the band.
Now you tell me.
Yeah.
Was he in here last week? Because you had a whole posse here last week.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's actually going to do a show, actually, at the Art Walk booth.
All right, so if anybody's going downtown, well, watch the Dark Mark show till 9, then head downtown for the Art Walk.
Yeah, you'll see the Art Walk.
So we know that you do the magic,
yeah.
And we also know that you've been filming it and putting it on YouTube, The Magic Savage.
Yeah.
And now you're at episode 4.
Episode 4.
Yeah. So I'm a little behind on the Magic Savage. I got to be honest with you.
It's okay. It's only been tripping volume.
Because I watched all 20 some minutes of number 1.
Oh, this is the shortest one actually. This is only 14 minutes.
Okay. So do you wonder because I'm a comic and us comics when we're reticent about putting things on YouTube because people will steal it.
Oh.
Are you worried about that being a magician that people?
Well,
that they'll steal it or they'll. Oh, I know what kind of trick it is.
Well, I'm not really worried about that. It's just, I just like entertain people. And, if there's comments that are on YouTube, I can easily take comments off.
What's the worst comment you've had? Well, first of all, what's the best comment that you've had?
Oh, very good job. You inspire me.
That's a good one.
I really want to start doing magic. Is there any way you could teach me?
Yeah, that's good.
That's a starter comment. It's actually one of my first comments I've actually gotten on YouTube. So,
That's good. And what's the worst comment you've had?
The worst? I never had a bad comment. There was no negativity. There's never any kind of negativity like on YouTube. Like on YouTube, it's really
no, because I've had bad comments. I can tell you bad comments. Oh yeah, no, I think the probably and it was funny because I was going to delete it.
Yeah,
well, I get a lot of he's not really goth, blah 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 blah. And I had one that was it was so succinct and sort of like okay, you're entitled to your opinion. That sort of somebody just put crap ranting.
Oh wow,
and I let it slide because I was like, what am I going to do?
And the question is also, what are they going to do? They can't really do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I could delete it, but it's like, whatever. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm not for everybody.
Yeah, and people with those negative opinions, the way I see it is they don't get enough attention, and those people are just, ashamed of their own selves, so they try to find a way to escape and take it out on other people.
I don't know about that. I know that, I'm not going to, the majority of the comments are like, this guy's funny, he's hilarious, this, that, and the other thing, but, And actually, all the Dark Mark Show episodes are on YouTube.
Never had a
bad comment on those. But my stand up, I've had some people, crap ranting, or it's like he's not really goth. That's the thing that gets me. And so whatever. I had a girl. I was at a show the other day, and the girl's like, "You're not really a goth comedian. Do you need some help with that?"
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah,
I can get that.
Okay.
I gotta help the magician open a water bottle. So.
It's pretty ridiculous, but everyone's not perfect.
It's smart water. Okay, so you just hold on. So yeah, so but how's the reaction been to? And you're putting them out real fast. This is like you do them every week.
Well, some I can't do every week. If I can, I'll do it every week. But there's only 6 episodes, right. And there's only 2 more to go.
Oh, so you have a whole plan. You have a whole long range plan for.
Yeah, only 6 episodes. There's only 2 more episodes.
Well, how about this? I'll just do it like that, and you can just. Unscrew it and drink like...
Okay, thank you.
I think our other guest, Amazon... By the way, we're going to have a beautiful assistant for you. She's a big girl. She's very large. She's the world's tallest model.
Interesting. I just see how tall she is when she comes.
Oh, yes. and matter of fact, Mindy, can you get the world's tallest model? She's at the door. Okay. All right. So, anyway, but... you know what was great about last week is that you... And G. Tom Mack, really bonded. And you guys are like from different generations, but man, you guys really bonded. And he really loved, he dug your magic.
And I digged his vocals. His vocals.
Yeah, I mean, you guys.
It's like I'm watching, it's like a music video right next to me.
He was great. He blew everybody away.
Oh, yeah. His vocals were strong. Powerful.
Yeah, well, he's been doing it. He knows what he's doing. The guitar, guitar playing amazing. I was listening to the show. And that's why I had you back, because with him, Sin Fisted, I'm sure all that stuff blew you away, the sparking and the feet and all that stuff. There was a lot of stuff, and that's why I didn't get to you that much.
That's okay.
So now
it's
I want
okay.
to get,
I just wanted to see what everybody else had, you know? Yeah. I didn't want to feel left out as the only person that could do two stuff. I feel like I actually bonded, and I was the only one. But there's a lot of people that can do amazing things too, and it's good to be entertained by others.
Yeah. So does number six, does that end with a really huge like trick, like you know when David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear, or Chris Angel walks on a building, or he was in the fair. Oh, look who's here! Amazon E, the world's tallest model. This is Arthur Gomez, the not so punctual comedian.
How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to meet you.
As promised, yes. She is 6'8" in her bare feet, but you're wearing heels, right?
I'm not wearing heels today.
Oh, she's got flats today.
I wore flats.
Yeah.
I decided to. What was I wearing last time? I forgot.
You were wearing tights, if I recall correctly, because we wrestled.
I remember that. I was wearing boots with 4-inch heels, I think.
Yes.
And we got on the ground.
We got busy.
We got
a little busy. She made me tap out. She put me in a guillotine choke and made me tap out. You got to watch it's a very funny episode. And then she tased Tessa LaCoyle's nipples. So these things happen on the Dark Mark show all the time.
Exactly.
So now you're very busy. Like, this is Arthur Gomez. He was on our anniversary show last week, and he was so good that we wanted to.
He's a little fellow.
We wanted to have him back. He's how tall are you, Arthur?
5'9".
Do you guys want to stand up so we get some perspective? Are we gonna get this on the camera? Make sure we get the wide shot here. Stand up, Arthur. Trust me, it's a treat standing next to Amazon Eve, because you'll be right at the perfect. Oh, that's good. Oh, hold on, I gotta get a shot of that. So I've been at that level. It's great, Amazon Eve. I'm so glad you're back, Amazon, because I'll get a shot of you guys
thank
later.
Thank you for having me back.
I'll get a shot of you guys later. Sit down. It's not going to, yeah.
You don't want me to pick him up?
Do you want to pick him up?
I can pick him up.
Arthur, let's ask. Arthur, would it be okay if Amazon Eve picked you up?
Oh, we won't hurt you one bit.
Hold on. I want to make sure I got the camera here. So Amazon Eve has offered to pick up our magician, Arthur Gomez. Oh, Arthur, are you okay with this?
Can you make me shorter? Are you that kind of magician?
That's Chris Nason.
I don't know. So Amazon Eve's taking off her jackets, and I remember that. That's trouble. And so she's going to pick up Arthur. Arthur?
Arthur. We'll do something. We'll do the one-arm pickup. We won't do anything.
You're going to pick up Arthur with one arm.
We won't be doing anything.
Okay. Wait a second. With ease, you picked up Arthur Gomez, a full-grown man, with ease. You all right? Did you break any ribs? What's going on there?
No.
You okay there?
Did you get a rise
out of that?
I felt like she wasn't even trying. Like, I see her arm wasn't even like moving and stumbling. It wasn't even like
she's a strong woman. I know.
Like that.
I know. So Amazon Eve and Arthur.
Hence
yeah,
the name, make sure you Amazon.
Make sure you so get to the mic. So.
I'm at the mic now.
Yeah, make sure you got the headphones on so you can hear yourself.
They fall off though. So I know. Oh,
so,
by the way, did you bring the spoon?
I did. Here's the funny thing about the spoons, because Arthur's like, can you bring forks or spoons? I bought forks this afternoon, left them in the car. I took the train down, so I went to a drugstore and bought some. So we've got silverware here, so we got some drink.
I forgot to ask you. Do you don't have any sugar packets or salt packets?
Do we have any sugar or salt packets?
I will go hunt.
Okay,
I'll
Everybody's
going
to check for sugar and salt packets.
Okay.
So Amazon.
How would crushed red pepper work?
If it's in a packet or.
Oh, it's in a pack. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
It could be sugar packets. It could be any kind of packets with like powder inside it.
We're downtown. So if you can find some packets of powder
going on.
Yeah. I was going to say downtown, we can find some packets of powder inside, but I don't know if that should be on the air. Next week is the 420 show, by the way.
The 420 show.
You got it the second time I said it.
Can I come next week?
Yeah, you can come any week.
I thought I'm not going to be here.
I thought you were going to. You're going to.
I'm actually going to Nevada. I'm going to the. Well, that's not until the end of May. I'm going to the Nevada Supreme Court Wednesday.
Oh, what's going on?
I'm doing some election law with a candidate who's running for state controller, Mike Schaefer.
Oh, you were telling me about that. Now, yes. Let me bring Arthur up to speed to the Amazon Eve story, because Amazon Eve, as with every beautiful woman I've ever known. It's like when I was a kid, I was a skinny girl and nobody liked me. No boys liked me. And now she's blossomed into this beautiful flower that you see before you. She's really, when you talk about blossom, she blossomed. Yeah, the tallest weed in the woods. So she.
Flower.
Beautiful. Tallest flower.
Flower.
Tallest flower in the woods. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're like
a perfect flower.
It was a beanstalk came up. Trust me, every time I post a picture of you, I still have people finding pictures I posted of you from your last appearance last month that like it and comment. And everybody, when they see the pictures, you go, wow.
I love the fans. They're insatiable.
Right. Well,
best source of love I get in this world is the fans. They send me so many beautiful emails.
I understand you're insatiable too. What's the best email that you've gotten from a fan?
I received one from a fan that saw me as a light in this world, someone that's going to bring about change, kind of like almost a divine omen, shall I say?
Okay.
Yes. And wow. I'm here to change the world, sort of like Mother Nature is kicking back to put that male privilege and shrink it down to size.
Is that your mission here?
I think so, yeah.
And speaking of shrinking down to size, I'm sure that you laugh at the dick pics that you get.
All the time.
I'm sure you get plenty of them, too.
Yes, Mr. Puniverse.
Do you ever respond like, come on, dude, I'm 6'8", and you're showing me your 2-inch penis. I don't think that's going to work.
No, the guy's got to think that it's like a Chihuahua humping a Great Dane. You know, it's
I've seen
this is radio, so we can go there, right?
You can say whatever you want.
I can say fuck.
You can say fuck, whatever you want.
Shit.
Say a lot of fucks.
Yeah, fuck. We encourage profanity.
I love the word fuck it, by the way. It's my kind. It's like Buddhism for rednecks, you know?
Right. By the way, we're going to have a Buddhist rapper on later on this month.
Awesome.
And so you got to check out the show. I've got things for everybody. But so you're going to Tokyo, too.
Yes, I'm going to Tokyo. I'm doing a special there. We're doing a travel show.
Are you going to be the
host? I'm big in Japan. I'm big in Japan.
You got a rim shot there, Mindy?
Ba-dum-bum-psh.
Yeah, so... So are you going to be hosting the game show, or are you going to be?
I know it's not a game show; it's a travel show.
Are you going to be? You're going to be like the Anthony Bourdain of Tokyo.
Well, I've asked to see some specific things, but they're going to show. It's really one of those travel shows. Mm-hmm. We're going to see some traditional Kyoto. We're going to go to Mount Fuji. Mm-hmm. We might see a little Kabuki theater. I've asked to see the Taiko Kodo drums, the big gigantic.
Right.
You know, thunder drums. I've always loved that.
But next to you, standing next to you, they're not going to be. They're going to be like bongos next to you, right?
I want to. I'm a big drummer girl. I've always wanted to. I study music theory, so drums are what keep time.
I'm a drummer.
Yeah, Mindy drums. She's our producer. We don't really have a co-host tonight, so Mindy, I guess, is the co-host tonight. Mindy's a drummer. I've seen her. I've seen her in her band.
Mindy on the mic.
So Amazon Eve, mm-hmm. So her parents were tall people, so she grew up to be a tall woman, and I didn't know this, but you were a lawyer for a long time, right?
I would say the Jedi of jurisprudence. I can't call myself a lawyer. Lawyers have a lot of limitations. I used to be an investigator. I used to work for a private security firm.
I'll bet.
And we did a lot of. I'm not going to say spying. Let's just say morally flexible work back in the day.
Were you hired to seduce men? Is that?
I wouldn't say seduce. I would say persuade.
I didn't know.
We have ways of making you talk.
This is interesting. So wait.
I was an investigator, interrogator, and
you were an interrogator. Okay,
like a detective, but a private detective.
I have to switch my mind because I was thinking like, you know. Unfaithful husbands, they would hire you to go to the bar.
Well, you know the big law firms that cheat and, you know, support corporate America?
You mean all of them?
I worked for, there's about 100 or so.
Right.
Private security, private investigator firms.
Right.
They hire a lot of ex-law enforcement, Fed, and local police.
Now, are you ex-law enforcement?
No comment.
Really?
No comment.
That must have been, you want, I think we need to do another Police Academy movie. It's starring you.
You know, I'd love to be a drill sergeant. I've always aimed at being like, you know, like the policewoman, but RoboCop. RoboCop needed to have boobs.
Right.
I can say tits. RoboCop needs tits.
You can say anything you want. This is the Dark Mark show.
We can say, okay.
Yes.
I got to remember because I'm so trained to talk on public TV that I got to remember.
This is uncensored. This is, you're going to have fun on this show.
All right.
Even he's only 20 years old. He can swear too.
You know when I do this, so when I go on another show, you're not supposed to say that on this show.
Yeah, so this show, just for the next hour, for the next 34 minutes, it goes by so fast. But for the next 34 minutes, you can say whatever you want.
And call the 800 number, guys.
Yes, please. 1-800-893-9562.
Yes.
Amazon Eve. So now, so when did you get into dominatrix stuff?
Well, it really started when I was a personal trainer.
Right.
I got tired of working for the big law firms downtown, doing their dirty work for them.
Right.
You know, I worked some of the most powerful law firms on the planet. I wanted to do something different because I sat on my butt all the time. So I got myself in shape. And one of my clients was a professional dominatrix that told me about the world of these Amazons. And I had to go do a little exploring.
Mm.
I found out a whole new fan base. And it's pretty easy. There are basically five female archetype power women.
Okay.
There's the nurse.
Okay.
And they have a corresponding male submissive baby or child. They have the governess, which has a secretary or servant.
All right.
They have the Amazon and they have the slave.
Mm-hmm.
They have the queen and obviously, you know, subjects. And then the goddess, which has the devotees or votaries, which are the people who worship a goddess. So these are the five basic female archetypes for power women. And I tend to... I've done all of them, yes.
So you'd be a nurse? Like you can.
I don't play a small chick.
like give me a prescription. Like, what would that entail?
Well, let me see. Do you have any mommy issues?
I don't.
No.
I love my mother, so I guess that's out.
I see. Do you have any rock star issues?
What do you mean?
You know, you want a super tall supermodel next to you when you show up at the red carpet.
Absolutely.
Yes, Dark Mark, the premiere.
I would love to take you to a premiere.
Of course. I'd be there with you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm. I'd wear my highest heels. I want to be your bodyguard.
I love that, too.
Yeah, I want to be the bodyguard.
Well, that's another archetype.
See, I want to be the henchman.
Well, that's
henchwoman.
That's another
hey,
archetype.
Boss, you want me to go rough them up for you?
But I think this is a lot of your subjects and a lot of the men that worship you probably want to know what kind of man you're into. You say
I don't like putting my love life in a box.
Or man or woman that you're into.
Right. I like to say I'm heteroflexible.
You said that last time.
Yeah. And yeah. I've had a variety of non-vanilla sexual experiences, let's put it that way.
Really?
Yes. I've traveled the world, and when you get out of the United States, been to Japan, Asia, Europe.
Man.
And I've sampled a smorgasbord of physical pleasures.
Anything you'd like to share with the Dark Mark audience?
I'm going to say my most favorite time was Nude Beach in Australia. I got myself with
That's when you had the threesome.
No. That was my Blue Lagoon experience.
That was Australia, too.
That was probably the most wild, physical, animalistic experience I could ever... It was a nude beach.
That was a man and a woman.
There was just a man.
Okay.
And he was one of those young surfer guys.
Right.
You know, tan, perfect body, little 22-year-old who goes, oi!
Yeah,
you're tall.
Packing?
He was packing. He was tattooed. He had a little dreads. He was young kid. He was a young kid.
So it was a white guy with dreads or a black guy with dreads?
I got a little cougar going on. Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm assuming
older woman, younger man.
Right. Right. So yeah, I know he was 22.
Yeah, he was younger than I am.
I don't mean to interrupt. Please hear.
He was a tasty morsel.
Right, because Arthur's just 20 and he's looking at me. He's like,
what do you think I've been growling for?
I know. Every time I've been on the show, I put some man meat, some bait right next to you.
Let's see if I can grab his chair.
Oh, no. Anyway, so wait, go on with your story.
Are you turning red? He's turning red.
He's turning red, yes.
I'm not trying to write.
No.
I want to see some magic.
No, we're gonna see. Okay.
I want some magic.
Okay, you want? Let's get some magic. Do you need the silverware, Arthur? Arthur, what kind of woman are you into?
It really doesn't matter.
And what kind of sexual or man? I don't know what.
Well, I'm not into men.
Okay, you're into women. That's cool. And any crazy sexual experience like she was describing?
I had to keep it to myself.
So when you do a threesome, you could do two girls and a guy, but you couldn't do two guys and a girl.
Like, you would be the guy with two girls, but you don't want to be with a guy.
I don't want to be a guy.
No. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Hey, that's the way it goes.
Are you afraid?
So there's no Amazon Eve sandwich going to happen tonight.
Not even a woman with a strap on.
Arthur is being very silent about that.
Well,
have you experienced that?
Experienced a threesome?
No. Have you experienced? Well, there. Have you experienced a threesome?
I can't turn you into my sissy bitch.
Okay. What about a woman with a strap on? Have you experienced that?
Yeah.
You have?
But I'm gonna keep it. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Okay.
We'll keep it on the down low.
All right. Wow. You are a prosecuting attorney, man. Well, look what you got up.
Execution attorney.
Forget about that magic.
Hold on. I gotta put the uniform on.
Okay.
So. Was this device she used the night of the 14th of May when you had your sexual encounter? Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
This has turned into the hottest episode of Perry Mason ever. What's going on here? So anyway, you don't have to talk about your sex life if you don't want to.
Of course, there'd be about 20 minutes of background.
I'm sure.
Then you set them up in a rabbit hole and they go down it.
Well, we were talking when you were a prosecuting attorney. And they said, "Everybody, please rise." You towered over everybody. You must have won every case.
Yeah, there is no rise. I'm the tallest one in the room usually.
Right. So when you rise, you must intimidate everybody, including the judge. And they're like, "Okay."
Well, I don't want to. I definitely don't want to take away from your magistrate, but I got to tell you this story.
My favorite story has nothing to do
with any big cases. It was a traffic ticket I got. I got this little Mr. Puniverse Officer Brian Weiss from the Redondo Beach Police Department. Oh, I love doing that on the air.
Allegedly.
That's allegedly. Wrote me a destruction level ticket because I badmouthed him just a little bit. I teased him a little bit.
What's a destruction level ticket?
About 14 points. That's enough to put you in jail.
What did he say you did?
Oh, I ran like 8 stop signs. Didn't use my turning signal. Oh God, 6 times, something like that. And I failed to yield at a turn. Something just ridiculousness.
And what did you actually do?
At court, I probably tower over him about a foot.
Okay. I keep going.
So I started cross-examining. I set him up, trying to figure out where he was.
Right.
And during the trial, and just setting up the basic facts of the case, I asked him 2 basic questions, one at the scene and at trial. And I'll try to set this up for you.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the officer, "What was your location when you observed the first alleged violation?"
Right.
And he laughed and joked and said, "I was right behind you the entire time and you could not see me." All right. After receiving the ticket, I asked him, "Officer, if you were right behind me the entire time, why didn't you pull me over when you observed the first alleged violation?"
Ooh.
"I was far away from you and had to speed up to catch up to you." Now that sets up a set of facts that I use later on.
Mm-hmm.
To prove he wasn't behind me. He was either in front of me.
Right.
And the doctrine of latches, which is a French word, which means lazy.
Okay.
If you're too lazy to pull me over after you observe the first alleged violation, it probably wasn't that important for you to pull over in the first place. It undermines the objective standard of probable cause.
Right.
So the judge stopped the trial, looked at the officer, and the prosecutor was there. Now, if the prosecutor ever shows up on your trial, that usually means the officer screwed up.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, and he knew he screwed up. He was going up against me.
Right.
I can bring a legal phalanx that would make the dream team look like refugees from Jacobian Myers.
Mm.
And I love doing it.
I bet you do.
So, his partner was 6'8". Now, I was actually kind of chumming to examine. I was looking forward to examining him in more ways than one. Because I drive a tiny little car. I don't drive a big car.
So
I never got out. So by the time I get out, I'm wearing heels. And he's standing there and he's 6'8". And he's actually shorter than I am. So,
which never happens.
Exactly. I had a good time.
Because, I love women with glasses. That's my weakness.
Oh, sorry. We can cuss. Curse.
Because I figured their vision.
Fuck shit, damn.
I figure their vision's impaired. I have a shot. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
Arthur, you ready to do some magic?
I'm ready to do some magic.
You got 25 minutes.
You got 25 minutes. Let's see all these good tricks.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, first,
we only had time for one trick last time, and he pulled out a card that I've never seen before. You might need some help with that too. Because screw it off. That's the way I do it. I don't know what's
going on. I got a magic trick. Can you open this for me?
I had to open his, so it's.
Yeah, I'll. He only opened my.
Yeah, I'll. Go ahead. I'm opening up everybody's water.
I know the law, but I don't know how to open a bottle.
Well, I'm sorry. I know there's like a squeeze top, but it's like so weird. So
yes.
I just open it up and I can't believe I opened up your water for you. Now all your fans are going to be so jealous of me because I was the man. Mindy, before we start the magic, can you see what he's doing? You got it on camera?
Are you going to be chilling right there when you do the magic?
I'm actually going to be at that table.
Okay, let's turn this camera around to that table then, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
All right, and Amazon Eve will be your
assistant.
Amazon, you are the assistant. Here comes Arthur Gomez and Amazon Eve, the lovely. This is going
to
be great.
Do I need to take off my headset?
What? Yeah, go ahead and take off the headset. We're going over the table. I will do the commentary. And you guys, Arthur, this time talk really loud if you can.
Okay, I will.
Let's set up a microphone right there. Hold on 1 second. Catch this. I don't want to block anything, so
I'll stand all posy like.
All right, so let's start. Is this loud enough? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. You see the matches, right? You guys all see the camera? See the matches? Do you see the matches?
Yeah, I see the matches.
I want you to take out any one match you want. Take out one match. So now the matches are here, right? There's three left. There's three matches left, and you took out one, right?
Yes.
Watch this. I'm going to close the matchbook like this, and you're going to hold it and squeeze it in your hand. And I'm going to take an empty hand and take out a lighter. And this is dangerous. I don't encourage people to eat fire or nothing. Don't try this at home. Don't try that at your friend's house. Don't try that at your fiance's house. Don't try it anywhere else.
Okay.
Don't try that at your house, period. Don't try it outside.
Did you just eat that?
He just ate a match. Yes, he did.
He just ate that match.
He just ate a match. I better get my gloves off because hold on. He's sticking out his tongue. I can't. What's going on?
Open the matchbook right now. Look, uh-oh. It's reattached back to the match pack. Is reattached.
Oh my God!
Is it attached?
Pull that off.
It should be attached to the match pad.
It is attached.
It's attached to the match.
Can the camera see that?
Camera's right here. Camera's right here.
Can you see that? It's attached.
It's
right
attached.
There.
Let me. Go ahead. It's still smoking. It's still smoking, ladies and gentlemen. It's right here. It's still smoking. You can see it on the camera. Smoking. That's great.
But it's not the trick, actually.
Okay, what's the trick?
Let's see, we have some cards. Let me get some cards. What are you, right-handed or left-handed?
I am right-handed.
All right, well, I want you to squeeze the match again. Squeeze it really tight. Put your other hand on top of it. Squeeze it to a ball. Squeeze that whole entire packet to a ball. And with your other hand, we're going to go like this. Yeah, squeeze it like that. Just squeeze it. And then with your other hand, we're going to use your other hand. We're going to pick a card. I have a deck of cards. I'm going to take out the deck of cards.
Okay.
And I'm just going to take out the cards we're going to need, little advertisement cards.
Okay.
And you can see all the cards are all normal cards. They're all different, right?
Okay.
I'm going to go slow this time. Last time I went too fast.
You went really fast last time.
The camera can see all the cards are all different.
The camera's right here, so make sure.
You can see all the cards.
There you go. Everybody can see the cards. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we can see all the cards.
So watch what we're going to do.
All right.
I'm going to go like this, and with your hand is free, I want you to with that hand, I want you to touch the back of a card. Just touch the back. Or I'm going to do it slowly so you can just have a selection of the cards that you want in the back that you want to touch. Take it out. And don't show it to me. Show it to yourself. Don't even show it to the camera.
Don't show it.
I'm going to try to guess that card right now.
Okay.
It's a red card. It's a heart spade. It's a diamonds. Picture card. It's a king of diamonds.
It's the king of diamonds!
Wow!
Watch this.
This guy's good.
He's good.
It gets better. You're going to remember this part right
here. Okay, all
right. You see the king? You see the king, right? I'm going to take the king. I'm just going to ball it up in my hand, just like that. I'm going to make the king go inside of the match pad.
What?
One, two.
No three. Way. No way.
Okay, open up.
Open up the whole entire book right now. Open up the whole
entire
book.
No, there's no way.
Open up the book right
open
now.
Open up the book.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
You got to kidding me. Show the camera. Show the camera.
Right there.
It's right there. In the, you can
see. Pretty crazy.
How crazy was that, Mindy?
Pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's
absolutely
good.
Amazing.
Just take the book.
How do you do that?
It's pretty crazy, but watch this, though. Look, look. It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Okay.
Do you see the match pack? Watch this, look. The king. I took the king out the match pack. Look. just like that.
Well, wait, because the king was all folded up.
But I took the king off the match pack, and the regular match is actually
okay.
There.
Wow,
the king is now here.
Because the card was all folded up in the match pack. But now and then he just slapped.
And it came the card.
And then the card
came
is
out the match pack, and the matches came back instead.
Is that card completely whole now?
It's completely whole now. You can see.
Okay,
Amazon, how did you do that?
All right.
I'm distracted by your breath, so I have no idea what he's doing.
This case is not closed yet. I will discuss. I'm going to watch more carefully now. You can't get past.
He's pretty fast though.
You can't get past me.
Let's try that. Let's try.
I got
this.
Amazon powers.
let's try this. Let's put this here. We'll try something a little bit better. We'll try. Let's see. We'll try. Let's put these cards here. We'll put the king. We'll put the king back. Actually, as a matter of fact, since you already picked that card, might as well just say stop and you or actually put it on top. We'll utilize that card. We're going to keep that card. I'm going to cut one time. Watch. Snap your fingers. One card turns blue. Look. If I spread it to the deck, one card is blue. Right there. One card is blue. But wait a second, though.
Uh-oh.
The question is, what card is this? Well, I know what it is now. What card do you think this is?
King of Diamonds.
You're right. It is the King of Diamonds. You see that? It gets better. Why? See the King of Diamonds? We'll put the King of Diamonds right here. And then you see all the cards are all, they're all different, right? You can see.
And they're out
pick.
Of order, too. They're, it's.
Oh, yeah. These are regular cards. You can bring your own cards, and I can do the same thing. So, yeah. I do this with any kind of cards. These are just your standard.
So, wait, if somebody buys their own deck, you could do the folding thing and the blue thing and the.
Yeah, the same thing will happen. But watch, it gets better and better and better and better. Here, actually.
I can do this.
Actually, he doesn't have, you know, the hype, but we can get good, either.
We'll try. We'll try something better. We'll take a... Say stop anywhere you want.
Stop.
Take it out. Look at it where you said stop. You got it? You got the card?
Do you want me to show the card?
Oh, no. Don't show the card.
I won't show the card.
Don't show me the card.
Show it to yourself. It's a... it's an even number. It's two spades. It's a... I'm just going to go ahead and just say it's eight of clubs.
Dude. Well, here's the thing. I thought you were doing a cold read.
No, it's eight of clubs.
But
that's amazing.
Actually, let's try this. Yeah. Let's put it back in the deck.
Because I know what a cold read is. I know all that.
It's gonna turn blue. Watch.
Okay.
It's gonna turn blue. Watch. Watch. Snap.
Can you do this?
It turns blue. One card turns blue. Let's see if it. I probably messed up. Probably messed this one up. I choose not to mess this up. Let's try that.
All right.
I choose to make it better. Actually.
Let's. Okay. How do you make it better?
Turn over that card right now.
What card?
Don't you dare, because I know... No, this was... Don't you dare... Okay. I'm hard to fool. I am really hard to fool. Okay, this
show
detective is stumped.
Uh-oh. Look at that. That's the... Oh, that's
this was,
the eight.
Check this out.
Check this out.
He pulled out the eight of clubs, right?
Right.
Cards come out not like that. And that's your card, right there.
That's my card.
Let's try this.
You just vomited up some cards. I don't know what happened.
I vomited out some cards. Let's just do this for the fun of it. Don't want anyone to try this at home. Let's try this.
Don't try this at home, Dark Minions.
You see, I have match packs, right? You see the match packs?
I'm
gonna do this really slow this time.
Okay, you're not gonna light all.
I'm just gonna take anyone out you want. Choose anyone you want.
Anyone I want. Anyone. Okay. You can't see.
They're all the same, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're just regular matches, right? They don't feel any. Okay, you just rip one off.
From the front, from the back. I'm just going to close it like that. Okay. And watch what I do.
Okay. He's lighting the match. He just ate it.
He just ate that match.
Yeah. How does that taste?
It tastes good.
Oh, okay.
Like salt, right?
Sulfuric, yeah.
Well, salt.
Kind of like well done steak.
Watch this.
Hold on. I think he just pulled a fast one on you, right? When you weren't looking.
Look at the match pack. Open it up right now. You can see.
What happened?
It's right there. And it's attached.
How did you do that?
You see that?
How did he... Yeah, it's flipping me off, too. How did he do that, Amazon Eve?
Tastes good. I don't encourage anyone to eat that.
You are good. Now, what are you going to do with the spoons?
Well, actually, the way I do this is...
Or the forks. We got forks, knives.
I want you to open up the spoons right now and actually choose any spoon and choose any fork that you want.
Go ahead, Amazon. You can choose any spoon, any fork. And I will attest, I just bought these before the show. I brought them down at Rite Aid down the street. These are not your spoons. These are not your forks. Yeah. Well, they're good because I need some silverware at the house. You know, I'm actually, my dating life is on an upswing. I was using paper plates. Now I got silverware.
You're still using the disposable.
Yeah, I was using the plastic spoons, plastic forks. Now I got some good stuff. Okay.
So this is what we're going to do.
All right.
Before I do this, I'm going to show you that.
Is this another one? Don't try it at home.
No. My hands are empty. There's nothing in my hands at all. There's no gadgets. There's no gimmicks.
Okay.
There's nothing.
All right.
What I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to see if I could. I want you to rub your clothes right now, and I want you to rub your clothes too.
Okay.
You want me to rub my clothes?
I'm rubbing my clothes.
Stop it. Right now. Okay.
When you rub, I rub. Oh. Hmm. We're both rubbing our clothes.
This actually works with metal spoons.
Yeah.
My chef works with plastic spoons.
Okay.
I'm going to see if it fits.
Are those plastic or metal?
These are plastic.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Well, look at that.
Okay, well, let's see if I can get the spoon to... It works better with metal spoons, but I'll see if...
I bought metal spoons. Next time I will bring the metal spoons. I apologize. Yeah,
I hope this works, but if it works correctly, let's see if it... I don't think it's going to work with plastic spoons.
All right, well...
We'll move to another trick. We'll have a...
Do another trick then.
We have a sugar...
Yeah, let's do the sugar packets and the whatever packets we have.
We have a packets. Let's see. I'm going to need a packet of sugar.
Arthur,
we're going to have you come back on Josie Cat's birthday. She wants more magic.
I can't read that.
Can I use this chair here?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to need everyone to get to the front. You can take a seat, actually, right there. You can put the packets here. Just make sure they're regular packets. You can examine them. Make sure they're not fake.
These are not magic packets.
One is chilies.
Chilies? Like red peppers, okay.
And one of them is what? Salt?
Sure. I think there's two chilies and a Parmesan.
That's a Parmesan.
Two chilies and a Parmesan.
Chilies and a Parmesan. Okay.
Someone had pizza.
So this is what we're going to do here.
Yeah, pizza party here at Skid Row Studios, apparently.
I'm gonna try this really, 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 really slow. Could the camera see?
Yeah, I might have to.
Let me put the microphone up to my mouth so I can speak louder. Can you hear me louder now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Let me zoom in a little bit here.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. There we go.
So this is what we're going to do first. We have three packets.
Mm-hmm.
This is a solid table. There's no holes in this table, right?
Right.
There's no holes in the table at all. What I'm going to do is this.
We can mix them if you'd like.
Two packets like this. I'm going to take the first packet. I'm just going to open it up like this.
Okay.
Tear it open like this. Just like this.
Mm-hmm.
So tear it in like that.
Right.
And there's nothing in this hand, obviously. I'm just going to close it into a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to go like this. This is a portal. This is a secret portal. There's a hole in this table somewhere. You just don't know where it's at.
Okay.
I'm going to pour some of this ingredients in my hand. Can you see the ingredients?
I see it. There's red pepper coming down your hand.
There's red pepper coming down.
Chilies coming down the hand. All right,
watch this. They're going in my hand.
Right.
My goodness.
We'll disregard these. These are just extra grains that I'm not going to use.
Okay.
I know. Watch this.
It's easier when you do the sugar or the salt. I know.
We'll take this.
Okay.
I'm just gonna poke it down in the hole, just like that. You can see there's nothing in this hand. Right.
Right. And there's no hole in that table, as far as I know.
Watch this. Look, it's gonna go right through the table. Watch.
Dude, what happened?
But look. Some of the grains actually went to the table, but the ones that went through are in my hand. Look, check it out. Look.
See what? That?
You see that?
Okay, I'm bedazzled. That was bedazzling.
You just bedazzled Amazon Eve.
You just bedazzled me.
We have two more to go. We have this one and that one.
Okay, so...
Let me clean this
I think
one.
I know how you did that, but I'm not going to say.
Let me clean this one up.
All right, he's cleaning that one up.
You can say all your suggestions right now if you want to, by the way.
Okay, because...
Where do you perform at?
He'll be at the Art Walk tonight. You can catch
him. Awesome.
Venice Beach.
Well, this is in terms of the episode... I'm going in the streets. I'm like going in the like places like
City Walk,
Santa Monica, City Walk.
We have to set you up in Vegas.
Basically, I move around a lot, so you can catch me everywhere.
Could you hook him up in Vegas?
Yeah.
That connection.
Yeah.
So we're done with this grain here. We'll try.
He's not even paying attention. But Arthur, you might.
That's okay.
After the show, we might hook you up with a Vegas gig.
Definitely want your card. I'm gonna.
Oh, I have a lot of business cards.
Excellent.
You're more than welcome to have one.
Excellent.
All right. So let's see.
So what do you got? You got more chilies and a Parmesan.
But before we do this, is there any way that you think this is possible? you're free to say it.
Here's what I think there's a little misdirection, and I didn't really pay attention.
Do you know anything about quantum physics?
Well, I think he switched it under the table with his other hand at some point when I wasn't looking.
I'll do it really slow right now and make sure you look extremely close.
I'm looking extremely close.
All right, let's try this. Okay. Remember, this is a solid table. Which one do you want to go for this time? This one or that one? Which one do you want?
You want the chili or the Parmesan?
I want the Parmesan.
You want Parmesan?
Yes.
All right, watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the Parmesan like this. I'm just going to open it.
It's a bigger.
Nothing
pack,
like
so.
A man playing with cheese. Mm.
Just going to just open it like this.
Just like a man opening up the package with his teeth.
Yeah, that's a real man.
That's a man. That's a man's man.
That's a man you picked up with one hand, with one arm.
So basically, I'm just going to just...
Okay. You need some help with that, too, or...?
My fans demand that.
That you pick up with one arm?
Of course.
Did you bring your paddle today, by the way?
We're deciding to use my hand.
Okay.
There's more intimacy in the hand.
Okay, so...
You do realize you're going to get spanked later.
If I've been bad.
Have you been bad?
I've been, at Magic, I've been good.
Yeah, you didn't bring any silverware.
So this has...
Well, I brought this. I was supposed to bring the silverware. I was bad. Go ahead.
So you need to get to go over my knee then. Right.
Okay, so he's got the Parmesan. Hold on, let's do the trick first.
We'll get this stuff out the way.
Okay, so we got the chilies out of the way.
So this hand is empty, right?
Right.
I'm going to just close my hand. You see the packet? I'm just going to close my hand like this.
Right.
Pick up the packet. All I'm going to do is this. I'm going to do it slow. Watch my hands really close. I'm just going to take the cheese.
Right, right.
I'm going to pour it.
Right, I see that.
Into my hand. You can see the cheese going into
the hand. I see the cheese going into the hand.
I'm going to go in the hand, just like that.
Right, 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 right. It's a lot of cheese. It's going in the hand.
I'm going to put all the cheese in the hand.
Right, I see that.
Cheese is probably going to stick to the hand.
I bet it will. Especially later tonight.
Just put all the cheese
in. Oh, God.
Just like that.
Okay.
Get all the cheese.
Get all the cheese in the hand.
Get all the cheese in the hand.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I might even try this with a solid instead. I might try this with something more like a coin or something. Just a little bit more solid than this.
Right. You want a coin?
Maybe jizz.
In a bit.
Well, we only got 7 minutes, so.
Okay. Well, this is going to go just a good amount. I'm not going to.
Raise a guy. You can get off at about two.
This is a good amount. It's going to be in there. Right. So we leave the rest in there. So this hand is empty.
Right.
And just like that. You can see I'm going to just poke it. Just going to poke all the cheese in my hand. It's not in this hand. Okay.
I see.
This
hand is empty. Okay. But your hand just went under the table.
Exactly. To catch the ones that fall underneath the table. It's going to catch the ones that go through the table.
Okay.
Watch. That hand is there so I can catch the things that go through the table. Look, I caught it. Look. See that? Look.
All right, when did he make the switch? I was looking at it.
All right, if there's another word greater than bedazzled.
We are bedazzled. Like that.
You get that word.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I would
word
try it
of the day.
Let's do it with a solid.
Bedazzled times two. Okay,
okay. I'll do it with a solid. Actually, yeah.
There's only one more pack. That's one right there.
Well, I'll try it with a solid. It's better.
I'm in awe of you. Right,
okay. So you can see, look, I'll show you. I'll fold it up like this.
Right.
I'll do a really quick look.
Okay.
It's not in his hand. Right. Watch, look. Watch what happens. Look how quick it happens, too. Watch, look. It's going to happen really fast. Watch, count to three.
I saw you put it in the other hand.
Look.
I saw him put it in the other hand. I saw that one.
You want me to do it again? I'll do it again. Look.
I'll do it again. See, watch this.
Can we have playback on this camera? Are we able to do playback on the camera?
It's not in his hand.
Okay.
It is not in his hand.
Not now, yeah. Watch.
It's not. Look, what it's done. It happened. Look, just like that.
Oh, dude.
Look.
All right, am I able to look?
Can I
look under the table?
Can Amazon look under the table when you do that?
You can't look under the table. It's magical. You
can't look under the table. It's magical. I can't look under it because he's magical.
But you want to sign your name on it? You can sign your name on it. It's the same one. It goes under the table.
No, I know you don't. I know it's the same one. It's the
same one.
Arthur, you're amazing. You are amazing.
Very good work. Very good work.
Yeah, let me try one more, actually.
Okay, one more, but it's got to be quick because we only got 5 minutes to go.
I have a Sharpie marker, and actually, I want you to examine the Sharpie marker. Make sure it's a real Sharpie marker.
Okay, we got the Sharpie marker.
Why can't we do a full hour show? Well,
this is a full hour show. We are doing a full hour show.
It feels like 5 or 10 minutes.
My shows go by the quickest. Everybody tells me. Jenny, whose shows go by the quickest?
Blame it on Ginger.
besides blame it on Ginger. Okay. Anyway,
everyone's
go ahead.
Show because everyone is awesome.
Okay.
Can you guys see the dark hole that I drew in my hand?
We see the dark mark.
The dark mark with the Sharpie you put on your hand, okay?
We put the dark mark in the Sharpie. Really?
After all,
no pun.
Dark mark. So I want to have a lighter and actually, let's see. Check out the lighter. Make sure it's a real lighter. Make sure it's
Amazon. Is that a real lighter?
Check it out.
Make sure lighter. Okay. That is a real lighter. I'm not giving it back.
You gotta use it for.
So you examine the Sharpie and you examine the lighter, right?
Right.
That lighter's real. The Sharpie's real. They're solid.
Okay, watch this. Hold on, I gotta see this. Okay, you got the flame under. He did something. I don't know what he did.
Okay, let's see the hand.
It's supposed to. I'm not gonna say what's supposed to happen, but it didn't go right.
Your big finale did not go right.
It's a big finale.
Were you supposed to breathe fire out of your mouth, or what happened?
It's supposed to make like smoke.
That's what I thought it was supposed to be.
It's because to the room temperature. I have to see if. Let me see if I can try it again.
Is there chemicals in the Sharpie? You need to do a public service announcement just to make sure.
Make sure it's a real mark.
Okay, hold on.
I just got to draw it darker.
Oh, yeah, that's real. Ooh, wow. Yeah,
you can even try to smoke it, too. There's no chance of smoking.
So if I light this, will it make smoke?
Oh, no, that's a real. You can even check. You can even do the whole trick. You can even try to do the whole trick.
Right? Okay, let me do this trick real quick. Yeah. You got to do it real quick.
Yeah, you got to.
We've got 3 minutes.
This is the next show coming up, okay?
I got to make the hole dark.
You got to make the dark mark, okay?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to take out a lighter. Let me see if I have a lighter. Check out the lighter. Make sure it's a real lighter.
I already checked out the lighter.
It's actually a different lighter, but it's real.
Okay. It's lighter real. Is real.
Okay. So
lighter
both solid. I'll just watch what I'm going to do. Okay,
the room's lighting is not good enough for that, but I got it. I'm gonna. I didn't see. Did you see smoke?
Let's give me 420. So I'll say that you did smoke.
I love the card tricks, though. The card tricks had me bedazzled.
All the tricks are great. Hey, Arthur, we don't have time for any other tricks.
I know.
If people want to get a hold of you, don't give your phone number again.
This is my business card.
Yeah, give her your business card, but don't give out your home number again. But tell people how they can get a hold of you on social media,
Facebook. All right, Arthur the Magic Savage.
In the mic.
Yeah, say it in the mic.
In the mic.
On Facebook at Arthur the Magic Savage.
And on Facebook, YouTube
channel is Arthur Gomez.
Arthur Gomez.
YouTube channel.
Arthur, you've been great. I was impressed. Trust me.
Don't forget about the sponsor.
Oh, no, we already did the sponsor. As a matter of fact, I was going to tell you.
Okay.
There's a new book. At Audible that I was recommending for you. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, you can click on Audible. You get the free audiobooks. You're going to Japan. It'll be great for you. A free 30-day trial, and you get a free audiobook. There's a book called Big Girl Panties by Stephanie Ivanovich, narrated by Katie Shore. 9 hours, 51 minutes. That's about how much the flight is to Tokyo. But before we go... Amazon, how do people get a hold of you? I know everybody's going to be dying to.
Well, excited to.
Enthralled. Throbbing.
Waiting in anticipation. AmazonEve.com or at Amazon Eve on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That is my URL.
And any things coming up? What's shows, appearances, anything that people want to know about?
I'm going to be doing a short little publicity run for my solo show. And we're going to probably won't air until July. Okay. And another one is going on, I think I've got next Tuesday, a Swedish television program. I did a show. We filmed it. It's coming out next Tuesday.
Bikini?
Am I wearing a bikini? No bikini in this one. This is just a very in-person interview. And it's in English. And it's Renee.
Mm.
Renee is kind of like the Swedish version of Oprah.
Very nice.
And it's on Elk Productions, or Elk TV, which is...
Elk TV, all of our Swedish listeners.
Yes.
Now, we've got 1 minute to go, Amazon. Tell me how bad I was for not bringing metal forks and spoons.
Oh, spanking is definitely in order for that. No metal... I wanted to see the fork and spoon magic, and you
really
blew that.
Get your butt
over here. Mama needs to give you punishment.
This is what I have to say for you not bringing the forks and spoons.
No, yes. she's gonna
find I have my opinion as well, too. So.
Okay, get Danny.
It's called Don't Worry About It. It's always the next time.
All right. Stand over here.
I want to make sure that's
except for spanking.
Okay. Stand over here. Stand over here.
I'll make sure the camera gets it. Okay.
Stand over here.
Okay.
Stand over here. Turn this way. Mm-hmm. All right. Bend over. Bend over. All right. Right there.
Oh, right. Okay, go ahead.
Ah! Very good. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, really?
Ah! Have a wonderful creepy week, everybody! I've been so bad, I got a huge boner.